Like I said a couple of weeks ago, one of the best parts about this job, you get out there, you network, you meet people, and a lot of people say hello to me and stuff, and just listeners out there, and some of them I don't recognize, some I do, and it's funny, they all know my name. I don't know how they learn all that stuff. But anyway, it's great, and I met a couple of people just the other day, and I'm very, very thankful for their friendship. Shout out to my good friend Rob and Lois tuning in today, and all of my listeners throughout the United States. I love you guys. France, New England, Florida. Who else? I'm losing it. Italy, Hong Kong, China. We thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll mail out my shows to you guys if you don't get them by today. What else is happening? The weather is good. I'm going to do my pre-noontime workout today. I'm going to kick it around a little bit. I'm going to do some different things. I'm not sure what I'm going to play. I haven't decided yet. And then around 11:30, I'll kick with my on-air live mixing for the noontime workout. DJD MFO 91.5 Boston.
Since I'm a tiny boy, I don't want no candy, I don't need no toy.
the Bengals, Maniac Monday. WMFO Medford.
What did you think I would do at this moment when you're standing before me with tears in your eyes, trying to tell me that you have found you another and you just don't love me no more, no, no more. And what did you think I would say at this moment when I'm faced with the knowledge that you just don't love me? Did you think I would curse you? I say things to hurt you, 'cause you just don't love me no more. Did you think I could hate you or raise my hands to you? Oh, come on, you know me too well. And how could darling, I love you, and you know I would never hurt you. No, no, no. What did you think I would give at this moment? If you just stay, I'd subtract 20 years from my life. Fall down on my knees, I'd kiss the ground that you walk on. If I could just hold you again. I'd fall down on my knees, kiss the ground that you walk on, baby. If I could just hold you, if I could just hold you, I would fall down, down on my knees. Let me hold you. Let me hold you.
Baby girl, the thrill is gone. BB King with Tracy Chapman. DJD MFO 91.5. that was a nice computer glitch. I'm liking that one. Roy Orbison, Oh Pretty Woman.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy.
And when
For one. And some other stuff I play for you. Oh, Pretty Woman. I did that by Roy Orbison. That was great music back in the day. He was just an unbelievable person. Just great, great songs. The Thrill Is Gone. That was with B.B. King and Tracy Chapman. And At This Moment, I did that one by Michael Bublé. That was a little bit of an Italian thing I sent out to a couple of my friends, and I hope they enjoyed it. And Maniac Monday, The Bangles. Bang the Drum. That was by Todd. There it is over there. Todd Rundgren. I'm still thinking about that glitch. I don't know why that glitch happened earlier. I just checked all my meters. Everything looks like I'm putting out okay. And I'm not sure what happened on that. But anyway, I'll figure it out later. And what else did we do? Let's see. We got The Juice by Attitude. You listen to me, DJ D, right here on WMFO 91.5 in Boston, the Dance Music Express music series. I do this every week. I'm on at 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And if there's something you'd like to hear, send me an email to WMFODJD@gmail.com. It's important that you send the email, if you can do it, you know, like before my Monday show, so I can kind of, I lay out my show at home. It's just a little easier. And then I come in and sort of prepared. As you can see today, when glitches pop up, it throws you off the rocker a little bit. Anyway, DJD MFO 91.5. And if you want to listen to us worldwide, all you need to do is go to WMFO.org. Click on listen, and you can catch up with me again on Mondays at 10 a.m. and I'm on till noon. And then if you want to listen to some other type of music, you know, we're on 24 hours a day here. This is a great radio station. There's a lot of talent, a lot of great DJs here. And just click in and you can find something. Like, or go to the schedule, go to the website. There's lots of information there. And I'm going to send this next one out to my good friend Denise, who wasn't feeling too good last week. So I'm going to check on her today. I hope she's doing good. And everybody get out there, because we're going to be doing our pre-noontime workout in just a little bit. Mary J. Blige, Sweet Thing. Send it out to you, Denise. Love you, girl. Sweet thing.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually it doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
And a public service announcement right here from WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Boston. When you're online, you got to be careful. You can't be putting your information out there, your photographs, your phone numbers, and never, ever, ever meet anyone online or that you've met online. You know, we'll meet for coffee. So don't do that. It's just too dangerous. You don't know who you're communicating with. I can't stress the importance of that PSA. I play that one a lot because, you know, I'm really concerned for the safety of others, and it's just too dangerous. All right, you're listening to me, DJD, MFO 91.5, Medford, Boston. That's right, the Dance Music Express music series. And I'm sending this next one out to my good friends, Doris and Everett. This is one of his favorite songs, their favorite song. And I had asked Everett, I said, do you remember your wedding song? He said, no. Uh-oh. I said, I ain't going to tell her. I'm not broadcasting that over the radio. I ain't going to do that. So I said, you better come up with a song quick. So he come up with Tavares, Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. I said, that's a great song. How did you pick that one? He goes, because she's here with me.
Thank you.
You look out, Boston. It's the pre-New Time Workout with me, DJ D. Send this out to Malcolm and Muhammad, my good friends. Look forward to catching up with you guys later on. DJ D, MFO 91.5.
It's a house band.
You're in the mix with DJ D.
Thank you. WMFO Medford. Hey, Boston, I'm almost out of here. Just time for a few more, and then I'm out of here. I'm heading home, but I'll catch you next week, Monday at 10 a.m. Don't forget, tune in, WMFO.org. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into my show today and my listeners throughout the United States and the world. I love you. Always, always stay safe. DJD, MFO 91.5, Dance Music Express, Music Series. Let me take you home just one more time.